Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, baby! Yes, hunty, it is officially Friday, and it is your girl Quinn's favorite day of the week, hunty. Yes, y'all, I am so happy to see Friday. It has been such a long week. These last couple weeks have just been, like, crazy. Woo! Okay, so I am super excited to be in here, and I just feel like with the podcast being every other week, I feel like I'm so pumped and so juiced to talk to you babes. By the time that I do talk to you babes on Friday, oh my gosh, it is crazy out here. But you know, it is what it is. Your girl Queen's out here rolling with the punches. So before we get into today's episode, if you are new and just checking out Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host Queen. Over here, we like to keep it real and raw. We talk about the babes behind the planners. We talk about real world issues. And we love to talk about important things like Black Lives Matter, Black Indigenous people of color. We love to keep it open over here and talk about all the things. And what is really important for me is for us to have an open dialogue and conversation about these issues. So if you are interested in any of those things that I mentioned, okay, then go ahead and make sure that you are following your girl over on Instagram at Fancy Plans and Things Radio. Go give the podcast a follow. Welcome to the show, hunty. And if you are an oldie but a goodie and you're always showing up every week, honey, you are listening to every episode. You are listening once, twice, tuning in, chatting with your girl on Instagram about the episode. Welcome back, hunty. Welcome back. Okay, I am so grateful for all of you babes out there. You guys have just really meant a lot to me. And every time I get ready to do this podcast, I get so nervous. It's crazy. I have been doing this podcast now for 2 years. We're in the third season. And I still get nervous. It is so crazy. Does anybody else do something and every time they go to sit down to do whatever they do, they still get nervous about it because they're really worried about the content that they're going to put out and that they want things to look and sound good and just, you know, be aesthetically pleasing? Yeah, I just always want to put my best foot forward. And I don't know, you guys, it just seems like every time I do this podcast, I get so nervous. And then once I start talking and I warm up, I'm fine. I'm completely fine. It's like second nature. But yeah, I think I overthink a lot of things and I have been really working on that. Y'all know your girl is on a journey. Okay. And just trying to really take away the self-doubt and push it away and just say, you know what, I'm going to show up every day and I'm going to show up every day authentically and show up every day as myself and just push forward. You know what I mean? So yeah, it blows me away that I have so many babes that show up every week that listen to this episode and just show me love and support me. And you guys are just literally the goats out here. Y'all are the greatest of all time out here in my eyes because you guys come and support me every week. Not only that, y'all are showing up on Patreon as well. And I'm so thankful for you babes over there as well. And yeah, this month we actually did new tiers for the Patreon. So I did change up a few things. I added a few things. I took away a few things. But I wanted to make it more where it's something there for everybody. So the lowest tier that we have is $2 and then it goes up from there. But yeah, I wanted to make sure we had something for everybody, something to fit everybody's price range because hunty, let's talk about it. I talked about this the other day in a live where I just kind of talked about how the housing market and gas and bills and just everything out here is just ridiculous right now. The price of things are crazy. Me and Hubs wanted to buy a house. We were really hoping that we were going to get into a house this year. We still have time. It's possible. But as of right now, at this moment, it just feels impossible because looking at the housing market is so stressful. These houses are priced so ridiculous for what they are. You mean to tell me a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom is like a quarter of a mil? What is happening? What is happening? Like, you're barely getting any house for the amount of money that you're spending. It is really crazy out here. So I know if you have, you know, mortgage payments and car payments and all these things, like, you know, extra money is really not in your budget. I've also noticed that people are getting laid off and it is one of the most struggling. Like, as much as you see signs that are out here saying, now hiring, there are a lot of people who are getting laid off. It is just a crazy time right now. And I really just feel like maybe it is not in the stars right at this moment to just go out here and buy a house. I'm still going to be hopeful. I'm still going to manifest. I'm going to put my positivity on it. Okay. I'm going to be like salt bay and just sprinkle the positivity on it. And I'm not going to be down about it, because I have learned one thing, that what is for you is for you, and no man in hell can take that away. And also, whatever you manifest and whatever you put out there into the universe and your positive vibes and your thoughts and whatever you pray and ask God for, girl, you just got to have faith. You got to have faith. So I am going to continue, just like the journey with, us, wanting to have a baby and stuff. I'm going to continue to be positive. I'm going to continue to do the things that are within my control that I can do and take care of and handle. And the rest, I'm just going to put my faith and put my manifestation to work and just really put my faith in God that things are just going to work out. Sometimes we want things and it's not the time for it. It is not the timing. And sometimes we just can't see that because we want things right now. And I get like that. I want it right now. Okay. I am like that man. It's my money and I want it now. Like, I literally like, it is what I want. I need it right now. I need instant gratification. But sometimes you need to wait. Sometimes you got to travel a little journey. Sometimes you got to go through some things, you know what I mean? In order to be ready and prepared for what your next blessing is, because God is out here testing you. Like, is she really ready? Is he really ready? Are they really ready for this? And I gotta test them to make sure, because sometimes you get things and you're not ready for them, and so you don't know how to handle them. So I'm really just going to stay positive about that. But y'all, the housing market is ridiculous. It is crazy out here. These bills, okay, got your girl thinking she's about to swing around somebody's pole, about to open some type of OnlyFans, honey. Not only plans. OnlyFans, honey. So I'm about to give somebody some washi toe bondage out here, honey, because these bills is ridiculous. Okay, going to the grocery store is like an anxiety attack. Like, you don't know. It's like playing Russian roulette, honey, because you do not know what's gonna spin up on that wheel next. Okay, you got like one pack of hamburger meat and a bag of chips, and they'll be like $130, and you be like, what, $130 for this, honey? What is going on? Eggs is $5. Why? I'm about to go get me some chickens myself. Honey, no, I can't. I cannot with these prices out here. It is ridiculous. So I totally understand the struggle out here for everybody. Like, these prices are just crazy. And, we are trying to maximize our money. We've been living in a pandemic, and these last 2 years have been super hard. Like, it has just been crazy. So, yeah, the housing market has got your girl tight. We live in an apartment. We just really wanted to move out, but it just may not be the timing. So we are literally just going to stay here, because our goal is really to just stay in one spot and then move to a house. If that doesn't happen, we will tweak the goal. We'll change things up. But as of right now, it's just kind of frustrating, because we really wanted to just be out of here by the time that our lease ends. And that's just not going to happen. But you know what? Like I said, I'm just definitely going to stay positive. And it's just been crazy. It has just really been crazy. Life has just been crazy. Last week, you guys, I was not able to create any content. I literally just had to work on the things that I could from my MacBook, because I couldn't even get into my desktop where I normally do things, because I had a hole in the closet of my office and I needed them to come repair that. And then, of course, you guys, like, true fashion of landlords is why I really want a house. The lady in the renting office was like, oh, yeah, I'll send him the guy right away. The guy never came. I literally had to, I emailed again. The guy never came. So I literally had to, get up, walk up to the front, ask her, hello, you said you were going to send him. What is going on? She finally does send him. There's no communication with the maintenance guy. He's basically like, oh, I'm going to go look upstairs, because clearly whatever was happening in the closet was like a leak, was happening from them, right? From upstairs. It's not something that I created, because it's literally in the freaking ceiling. So, he goes, I'm going to go upstairs. He never comes back. So I write her email and just basically let her know, look, y'all have got to do better with communication, and it should not be like pulling teeth trying to get something fixed in an apartment when y'all quick to tell us that this is y'all place and we just rent a building from y'all. So this is why I'm frustrated with renting, but also in the same time with renting and moving, y'all, house payments are $1,500. Renting is $1,500. I'm just confused. You're renting, the rent prices are ridiculous. Okay. You can be renting a basic 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom and it's $1,700. And I know I live in Florida, and I know I live in the city, but dang, these prices are ridiculous out here, especially with the way things are going, especially with a lot of people like who have lost their jobs, people still looking for work. Like, it is crazy out here. And as much as people are talking about they're hiring people, they're not holding on to their people either. The turnover rate is super high. Florida has just been a hot diggity dog mess. And honestly, I just feel like Florida has a curse on it. And it is really because of these people that are out here, like the governor and the senators and all this stuff, doing all these things that they're doing and they ain't got no business. Okay. Oh, Lord, I just honestly need a break from the folks in Florida because they're doing too much. So the housing market is straight trash. So all of that happened to me last week where I just couldn't work. I literally had to take all this stuff out of the closet. The closet doors were broken and I had to fix those. And it was just a hot mess. Okay. But thank God I got everything fixed. And they did come and patch the hole or whatever. And I was able to get everything straightened back out. And I'm still working to clean up my office and just kind of purge. I'm also in the midst of decluttering. Yes, y'all, I am back KonMari-ing my life. Like, if it's not bringing me joy, if I'm not using it, it has got to go. And I have a lot of things like that I have not touched in over a year or two that, like, once I just moved away from a certain brand, I just wasn't using their stuff as much. And though I do still use some of the sticker books and stuff like that, I still have a ton of things that I used to just buy, like notebooks and paper and all these different things, accessories and all this stuff that I know that I'm not going to use and haven't used. So, you know, why not give it to somebody who is actually going to use it or sell it to someone who's actually going to use it? Because I have no use for this stuff, and I would rather bring in things that I can actually use, things that are going to bring me joy. And it has just really been a struggle. And I said all that to say this, that last week my mental health took a tank. It really did. It just took like a big ass nosedive. And I do want to mention mental health because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it has been really a struggle for me, just kind of figuring certain things out and just kind of realizing that, you know, like with having PCOS, it does bring about like bouts of depression. And I'm really thankful that for me, like, I've never, you know, been diagnosed with anything. I don't have to take medication, but there are so many others who are not, their story is not the same as me. And I am so incredibly proud of my friend Karina from Savannah Paper Co., who decided to talk about her mental health and take the reins into her hands and not be afraid and like getting ready to help us like really just remove that stigma and normalize that people need to take care of their mental health. And last week was one of those weeks for me where I just felt like everything, like nothing I could control, absolutely nothing. And I was so frustrated because everything just seemed to be going wrong. And I was on this high, like I was on this like really creative high. So I was really excited about this week. So I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to record. This is how I'm going to make. And none of those things were able to happen for me. And it was really, really, really just so frustrating to me because it just felt like the things that were happening could have been done better. Like I said, like dealing with the landlord, dealing with like the hole and stuff, it felt like those things could have been done better. They could have been handled better, and yet they weren't. And so it was me that was having to deal with like somebody else's life, somebody else's crap. And it just took my mental health into a tank because I was feeling so creative. I was still feeling very motivated about the things that I wanted to do and create. And I really couldn't get in here to work. I couldn't get in here to create content. I couldn't do anything. And so that was really frustrating. And so then I did get my laptop out and I was able to do a few things for my laptop. But when you're not in your regular creative space, or like my office area is where I create my content most of the time. It's where I keep like, you know, certain things, and I'm able to use my props and all this stuff. And I couldn't get to all this stuff because I literally had to destroy this room in order for them to be able to come in to, you know, patch the hole and stuff. And you guys, it was just, my mental health was just in the trash. And then I just felt super moody and angry and emotional. And I was going through all these emotions and feelings, and I was just trying to literally process and work through them. And it was really a struggle for me. And sometimes, you know, we don't talk about mental health a lot because of course the stigma that's attached to it. But I have someone who's super close to me who does take medication, and that she is, you know, having a hard time with her mental health and that she's anxious all the time and having really bad anxiety. And it just absolutely sucks. And when you see the people that you love and you care about in those positions where it's like nothing you say, nothing you do can fix it, it's really hard for us to watch that. And so I do think that we should remove the stigma and we should talk about our mental health more. And we should talk about our mental health more than just being in the month of May. We should be able to normalize us talking about these things, just like Mother's Day, talking about women who don't have children. We should be able to normalize that not every woman doesn't have children. And we should also normalize that some women just don't want children. While for me, I do want children, but I'm suffering with infertility. But there are other women who are around me that just don't want children. They know that they don't want to be a mom. And that should be okay. That should be something that we normalize. But you know, lately, we've had a lot of conversations about women's bodies and what they want to do. And the Roe versus Wade. And it has just been so frustrating for me to listen to other people talk about women's bodies. This has been such a crazy time lately. It's been such a crazy time to just kind of see our mental health just tanking over these small issues and panicking and talking about birth control and stuff like that. And it has just been really, really frustrating just to see us taking a step back, just to see that, you know, mental health, people are deeming as not important as other things. It has just been crazy to me. And I really hope that we can bring about some change. I really hope things do not go for the worse, because it is really scary out here. And especially like me wanting to have a baby, like I literally was like downloading this app to use. And then I was like, nope, let me delete this off my phone, because honey, we do not need nobody tracking us through our phones about, you know, what's going on with my body. And it's just really frustrating because you feel like we have come this far to only turn around and go backwards. It is 2022 and we're still wanting to tell women what to do with their bodies. We're still holding stigmas against people for mental health and for women who don't want to have children. We're still holding stigmas against them. We're still not normalizing these things. We're still not bringing awareness to the things that really truly matter. We're just covering things up with the Band-Aid. We're just disregarding people's feelings. We're just telling people what to do with their bodies. It has been such a crazy time. And so I just wanted to shout out my friend Savannah from Savannah Paper Co. I am so proud of her for just sharing her journey and her story. There's so many women out here that I know who talk about their mental health and that they're struggling. It is not easy out here. So, you know, you guys be kind to one another. Share love, support one another. Being kind is free 99, girl. It don't cost nothing to be nice to someone, to be kind to someone. You never know what someone is going through. You never know what their mental space is. And this is why I'm very big about protecting my mental space and protecting my focus and how I'm telling you guys, like, we protect everything else, but let's start protecting our mental health. Let's start protecting our peace. Let's start protecting our focus. Stop letting people walk over us, talk to us any kind of way, create those boundaries, set that line and say, you know what, if you cross this, I'm done. It is okay to stand up for ourselves. It is okay to speak up. It is okay to share our stories, and we should not be afraid of sharing who we are and bits and pieces of who we actually are that makes us up as who we are today. We should be able to share those pieces of us and not feel like we're going to be judged by them. It has taken me such a long time to even realize that I'm allowed to share who I am. I am allowed to show up authentically as myself every day, and that should be good enough for anybody. As long as I'm happy, as long as that I'm not hurting anyone, as long as I'm standing up for myself, that should be all that matters. And we need to start accepting people for who they are. So I say to anybody out there who is suffering with any type of mental illness, that you are not alone. There are so many support groups and so many people here in this community are willing to help. Just reach out. My door is always open. I'm not a therapist or anything like that, but my door is always open to listen. My place is a safe space for you guys to come and talk to me. And that, you know, if you need help, you know, you can reach out to BetterHelp. There's so many places that you can reach out to and so many resources. And if you guys need anything, just like I said, I'm only a DM away. My door is always open. You can reach out to my babe, Karina. Her door is open. You guys just reach out. We are here to support the community, and we are here to help get rid of those stigmas around mental health. And know that there's nothing wrong with you. Know that you are not by yourself, and that you are loved, and that you're supported, and that, you know, today is just a bad day. If you got to take things minute by minute, second by second, hour by hour, do whatever it is you need to do to help you get through that day. Because sometimes life is a struggle. Sometimes it's just feeling minute by minute, or sometimes you just literally feel helpless and just don't know what to do. But in that moment, I say, take a deep breath, take a step back, and take it minute by minute, second by second. Whatever you got to do, but just take that step back, take that deep breath, and take that step back to look at the bigger picture and say, okay, it is not bad forever. This is just a bad moment. This is just a bad day. There's always tomorrow. We can always get up and we can always try again. I know it's hard when you're in that dark place, because it just seems like you're just swirling in this abyss, but like, I'm telling you, it does get better. Things do get better. But reach out to someone, talk to someone, and never feel like you are alone, and don't suffer in silence. Speak up. If you need to say something, say something. And for other people that you see, if somebody's struggling or going through something, see something, say something. So yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody that May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and you know, we should be speaking up and we should be talking about these issues, because it is super scary out here. Yeah, and so if you guys don't know, this is one of the things I actually talked about with my girl Michelle, which is Playing with Michelle from Playing with Me TV. I was live with her last Friday night, which, oh my gosh, you guys, we were supposed to be on there for like maybe 30, 40 minutes. We talked for 2 hours. We talked about everything under the sun, and we're talking about like our newfound walks with God, and we just had a really good time. And so shout out to my babies who showed up, especially like Ray and Karina and Marsha, a whole bunch of babes, like Yo-Yo, like a whole bunch of babies just showed up, and I am so grateful for all of you. If I didn't shout you out, don't feel no type of way. I am still grateful for all of you guys. I just was blown away at how many babies showed up, and we just had a great conversation talking about our mental health and talking about our journeys and the things that we're going through and how we're trying to really show up for ourselves and live authentic. And again, like, you know, I brought up how, like, I thought, again, I say this every week, you guys, almost, that, like, I literally thought, like, okay, that's my word for the year, authentic, and it's gonna flip a light switch, and all I gotta do is be authentic. But it's taking me on this journey that I never thought I would be on. And when I look back at all the things that I've accomplished and all the things that I've done, and I really see that this was where I'm supposed to be. This is the journey that I'm supposed to be taking, because I realized that if I hadn't came to this planner community, if I hadn't switched up when I did, that I wouldn't be on this journey, but I also wouldn't be where I am and finding myself and realizing like, hey, I'm allowed to exist in this space and be truly who I am. And I don't have to be what anybody else thinks. I don't have to conform to what society thinks. And so for me, lately, it has just really been feeling like a me season. It has really felt like this is my season to be alone. I've been questioning, you know, certain friendships and things that have been around me. And one of my goals for 2022 was definitely to trust my intuition when it came to like friendships and just things in general, because a lot of times we have the intuition, but we don't be out here trusting it. We'd be like, oh, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. But we have that intuition for a reason. And I really wanted to zone in on my intuition. And for right now, it just seems like it's a me season. And I don't want to feel selfish or seem like I'm being selfish. But right now, I'm focused on me. Right now, I'm focused on the things that I want to achieve. And I'm focused on my goals. And I just really want to, like I said, I'm protecting my focus. I've got kind of like tunnel vision. If it doesn't fit into the journey, if it doesn't fit into the plan, it's not for me right now. I have to focus on myself, because I'm trying to go somewhere. I'm trying to be elevated to the next level. And this is the season and the time to focus on me. So I want to tell anybody that's out there, like, if you are focused on you, you're focused on your goals, this feeling like me season for you, accept that journey, accept that me season for you, because if they're truly your friends, if they're truly got you, if they truly support you, they will understand that this moment in time, it's about queen. It's about you. It's about you finding who you are. It's about stepping into your greatness. It's about stepping into your journey. And for me, it has really just felt like at this point in time, it's my alone time. yes, I interact with my friends as we chat and stuff like that. But when it comes down to it, it's me out here focusing on my goals. It's me out here trying to achieve my dreams. Because look, I'm out here trying to secure my bag. I'm out here trying to find the best version of myself. And I'm out here learning how to show up every day as the best version of myself. And I told you guys, the best version of me may not always be the happy peppy me. But this is the version that you're going to get today. This is where we're breaking down those curated feeds. This is where we're showing up and saying, this is me. And I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be in this journey. And if you cannot accept that, then I don't know what to tell you, honey. Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really feeling like this is me season, learning how to just focus on me, learning how to focus on my goals, my dreams, really check in with that vision board. Add new things to the vision board and the goals as I'm checking these certain things off, because I've really been checking some things off. And though I feel like I don't have everything checked off on this vision board, the vision board was kind of like a set me up, kind of something to kind of like catalyst me into saying, okay, this is what you're going to be doing next. This is what you should, kind of like a mold. Like, this is what you should be looking for. This is what you should be aiming for. These are the things that you should be going for. You have the potential. You have the go-getting spirit. You have all the talent, and yet you need all the creativity that you need to go get whatever you want, to do whatever you want, to be whatever you want. And I, you know, sometimes I had this conversation with my girl Katie, and I think we had this conversation probably about 2 months ago. And I love the conversations that me and Katie have, because some of the conversations that we have are really deep, and there's some conversations that just kind of stick with me, and her words have been with me ever since. I was telling Katie how frustrated I was about like not like fitting in and feeling like a misfit. And, you know, we did that episode last week where we talked about Misfit Island. Welcome to the Misfit Island. I have realized that I am okay with being a misfit. I'm okay with being different. You know, and I just felt like, oh my God, you know, I'm telling Katie, oh my God, I don't understand. Like, I just don't fit in. And it's like, everybody is at this place and they're doing this and they're doing that, but I'm still trying to get there. And what's going on? And Katie was like, girl, everything comes in your timing. Right now it may not be your time, but doesn't mean you're not going to get there. She said, look at all the other people who started out late in life, like Tiffany Haddish, Sylvester Stallone, all these different people who started out late in life, but they were out here still securing their bag. She reminded me that I have to be on my own time. What I want for somebody, for myself, and what God wants for me may not be the same time. You gonna get there, girl, but you just have to stay positive. You just have to keep putting in the work. You have to just keep manifesting. You have to keep getting up every day and pushing forward. Yes, you may fall. Yes, you may stumble. But as long as you get up, as long as you brush your hands and your knees off, and you keep running towards the goal, you keep pushing forward, you keep your eye on the prize, oh my God, there is nothing that you cannot do as long as you get up every day and you put in work towards that goal. You put in work towards you securing your bag. You put in work towards saying, this is what I want for myself. This is the plan that I have lined up for myself. And you put in the work, and you put in the manifestations, and you put in the prayers, and you truly believe in yourself. If nobody else believes in you, you continue to believe in yourself. I believe in you. I support you. I see your dream. This goes back to me talking about, like, I am not interested in sitting at anybody else's table. I realize that I'm a misfit. I'm different. So why am I trying to fit in? I was not made to fit in. So since I know that I'm not made to fit in, I'm going to prepare and make my own table. And at this table, this is Welcome to the Misfits Island. This table, this is the table where we support everybody. This is the table that has inclusion and adversity. This is the table that we don't all have to have the same talent. We don't all have to be going in the same direction, but we do all have to support each other. We do all have to love each other. We do all say, you come for one, you come for all. You support one, you support all. That is the tribe that I'm trying to build. That is the family that I'm trying to build. That is the community that I am trying to build, that where we are supporting each other and we're truly being those words that I talk about all the time. Babes support babes. We are coming in droves and we're supporting each other. And it's not about what planner you use. It's not about what walk of life you're from. It's not about what you look like. We're all putting in effort to get where we need to go, and we're all supporting each other. And that is what is important. And that is why I said that I am in the selfish season, because I am protecting my peace. I am protecting what I value most, is my peace and my focus. I'm protecting me securing the bag. I'm protecting who I am as a person and who I am becoming, because I need to protect that space, because this is something that's very precious to me. I'm handling it with care. So handle yourself with care. You are important enough to handle yourself with care. You are important enough to draw those boundaries. You are important enough to talk about issues that are bothering you and speak up for yourself and stand up for yourself. You are important enough that if you see something, say something. We have got to do better with protecting ourselves. We have got to do better with standing up. We've got to do better with speaking up. But definitely, we have to do better with drawing those boundaries and saying, this is what I'm going to do. This is the journey that I'm on. And if none of what fits your journey, if it's bothering the journey, if it's hindering the journey, let it go. Let it go. Move it to the side, because right now it is me season. We are allowed to be selfish. We are allowed to focus on ourselves, and we are allowed to say, I'm going for the goal. I'm going to accomplish my dreams. I'm going to step into my greatness, and I don't care who talks about me. I don't care who points their fingers at me. I don't care who is snickering behind the scenes. I don't care, because I'm focused on me. When you start changing your mindset and you start changing what you want and who you want in your circle, notice the people that are in your circle. Are the people in your circle the people that are pouring into you so you can pour back into them? That's the kind of community that I'm trying to build. That's the kind of selfishness that I want. I'm taking time to be selfish and to listen to my intuition and look around at the people that are in my circle and making sure that these people are truly the people that I need in my circle, who are pouring into me and that I'm pouring back into them. And for the record, I have been in this situation before where you say, oh, I truly found my tribe. I truly found my tribe. And you know what happened? I wasn't listening to my intuition. And this time I am truly listening to my intuition. This time I'm truly listening to who I am, listening to that inner voice and saying, this doesn't fit the Moses. This does not fit for you. This does not work for you. And what doesn't work for you, what doesn't give you peace, what doesn't bring you joy, what doesn't make you happy, it has got to go. And I don't mind cutting those things off. I don't mind removing those things, because at the end of the day, my mental health, my peace, my focus, my journey is more important than any of those things. Woo, y'all. So I really was on my soapbox today. So your girl gonna get off her soapbox. But I said all this stuff to say today, take time to write down your dreams, your goals, the things that you want to manifest, and take time to say, this is going to be my selfish season. And I'm going to focus on these. I'm going to zone in on these goals. I'm going to work really hard. I'm going to put my time and effort into me. And it's okay to do that, and know that it's okay to do that. And also just take time to check in with our mental health, check in with ourselves to say, are you okay today? Do you need to write things down? Do you need to journal your feelings out? Do you need to talk to someone? Anything that you need to do to take care of you, do it. That's why I'm really big about Self-Care Sunday. It's a time to just kind of unwind, take care of you, drink a glass of wine, do your nails, do your hair, whatever it is that makes you feel good about you. Do something just for you. And it doesn't have to make sense to anyone else. As long as you are happy, as long as you're doing something to help, basically you can't pour from an empty cup. So as long as you are doing something to rejuvenate you, to renew you and renew your mind and your strength, it doesn't have to make sense to anyone else. As long as you're taking care of yourself, you're not harming anyone, do whatever it is that you need to do to be able to recharge, to refill your cup. Because look, our mental health are definitely important, and we should be protecting them at all costs. We should be normalizing that mental health is something that is important, and that we should be able to talk about it freely and openly without feeling like we're being judged. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode this week. It was one of those hodgepodge episodes. I was a little bit everywhere, but I just want to say thank you to you babies for just coming and listening and just kind of hearing the things that have been on my heart lately. And just me really feeling like it is definitely me season, where I need to just really zone in, focus on me, get my things done, accomplish my goals and dreams, and really just be out here securing my bag. And I think the more that I am doing that, and the more that I'm like authentically showing up as myself every day, I have felt so free over the content that I've been creating. I have felt so free in the things that I've been doing with the podcast and just really speaking my mind. I felt like before I had to have some type of formula, and it had to be a certain way, and it had to be in a certain format. And now I'm just really just stepping in and saying, you know what? I'm just talking. Like, we're talking to friends, we're talking to girlfriends. I'm just talking, and you guys can join in, and we can have an open discussion about anything that I've talked about. And I've really enjoyed that the past couple of week. Just being able to talk with you babes through DMs and us opening up the discussion of the podcast even more. You babes really do rock, and I love you guys so much. You are truly my royal gang family. You guys show up for your girl every week, and I am just blown away by all the love and support. I also wanted to mention something else too, because I have been using a social media planner, and I told you guys that I literally just switched over into the social media planner, I want to say in March. I am obsessed with it. Y'all all know that it is the Savannah Paper Co. planner. It is their A5Y coil planner. They also have a B6 coil. I absolutely love their planner. It is super freaking amazing. The paper quality is chef's kiss. Okay, so they are in stock now, you guys. Remember last episode I said it was going to be a little bit? Well, I found out that the planners are in stock, and my code is the only code that works. So if you're listening and you want to check out a Savannah Paper Co. planner, think you want to get your hands on it, the planners and the covers, you can also get customized covers as well. All of those things you can get using a code queen15, and you will get 15% off. You guys, make sure you go over and get your planner, because I'm telling you, you will not regret it. You will love using the Savannah Paper Co. planner. You guys, I just had to shout them out really quick because I absolutely love my social media planner. And like I said, once I started just kind of working on content that I loved and focused more on myself and in this journey, I was able to see myself through my planner. I realized that I can pull back my planner. I don't have to share it every week. And I can really just use my planner and really write down my goals, my dreams, the things that I want to accomplish and get done. And it has really been so helpful for me. And I also have another question, because I talked about this a lot too with other babes. Do you guys pre-plan? That is another question. Does anybody pre-plan? Because I definitely have realized that pre-planning, I thought was like, man, we don't need no pre-planning. Yes, you do, girl. Pre-planning my week has changed my life so freaking much. I know we don't talk about planners and stuff here too often, but y'all, pre-planning has definitely been the game for me. It has been a game changer, okay? So what I like to do every week is just get, like, I have like a little notepad that has the days of the week. And then it has a little section that said, like, you know, just a blank box that I usually write down, like, my weekly stats for social media and all of those things. And then I also write down the few things that I just definitely got to get done that I'm not sure where I want to put on the, like, master list of things to do. So then when I get to the master list of, like, Monday, Tuesday, I write down all the things that I need to get done, what's going to be happening. And I write down all the things, not just social media, but I write down things that go in my catch-all, write down things that go in my wellness planner. And then I also write down things that are, like, happening, like events of like babe's work schedule, if it's changing, if we've booked any parties, all of those things. And it has been so helpful. And recently I got a dry erase board, you guys. Who am I? I'm really turning into a grown-up planner girl. But I recently got a dry erase board that I kind of decorated, and I added like some pens and stuff that I had to it. And what I have been doing is writing out things that are happening throughout the month that I know that is happening, like when the podcast goes up, anything that has to do with Patreon, anything that has to do with other booking parties, any doctor's appointments, anything like that. I have written down like a monthly overview, and that has been so helpful. So my question to you is, do you guys do monthly overviews? Do you guys actually pre-plan? And if you do, what do you do to pre-plan? How does your pre-plan look? I would absolutely love to know. Show your girl some examples. Send me a DM. Like I said, make sure you guys go over and follow the podcast page at Fancy Plans and Things Radio. Okay, it is free 99. Okay, and also you can go and find the Patreon as well. If you follow me on my personal Instagram, I have everything linked right in my bio. So you can follow me on my personal Instagram, which is Queen's Fancy Plans. So make sure you guys go over and follow that page as well. But definitely follow the podcast page so we can open up more discussions about planner things and also just talk about our goals, our mental health, our journey. Just a reminder that, you know, my door is always open, and it is a safe space for us to have conversations and talk. And if you guys want to sign up for the Patreon, I will be very happy to make a group where we have just us talking about personal things, and that is our safe space to really share and talk with each other and bond. I truly believe everybody deserves to have some place that they can feel safe and comfortable, because we know that the world is not so nice and not so kind. And if I can do anything to help someone, to show love and show support, then I definitely want to do that. I just want to say thank you guys so much for showing up this week. It has been such a crazy episode. It's been a little bit everywhere, but I just really wanted to say thank you guys and just remind you guys to go check on your mental health, and don't be afraid to speak up about it. Don't be afraid to share your story. I think once I started opening the door and sharing my story with PCOS and my journey to have a baby and all these things, I really felt more myself, and I didn't feel like I was keeping like secrets or feeling just like I'm going to explode because I can't share and really talk about how I feel. And so, yeah, like I said, I wanted to just kind of break away that stigma that not all women are don't have children it's by choice, is because we literally are struggling with something that a lot of women, almost 1 in 8 women, are suffering with. So yeah, 1 in 4 women, I believe, have miscarriages. 1 in 8 women have PCOS. It is crazy. The numbers are growing. And I do think we just should definitely start opening the door, talking about these things, talking about how PCOS is affecting our mental health, and just start talking about mental health in general, and just kind of break away those stigmas and just kind of normalize that we are going through something, and it's not just one woman going through something, but a lot of us that are going through something, and that none of us are alone out here, and that just because your story is different than mine, your journey is a little bit different than mine, we're still in the same boat and we're still going through the same thing. So if we can support each other and love on each other, that is the main goal. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Remind you that it is Friday. I hope you guys have a good Friday as well. I hope you guys just have a good weekend. But remember that Sunday is what? Yes, honey, it is self-care Sunday, honey. And you cannot pour from empty cups. So go do something to recharge. Drink your glass of wine, a little bubble bath. Do something for you. And with that being said, you guys, until next time, y'all know what to do. Stay fancy.